Well, hello again. It's been a little bit of a while since I last did one of these, but thought I would do one. Anyway, obviously a lot going off at work. I'm not going to talk about it because it's depressing. And yeah. Anyway, couple of things. One of them is if you follow me on Twitter, which fair few of the people who probably listen to this do. I come up from time to time with the word of the day. Why? Because it's something to put on Twitter, which is vaguely interesting, apart from my rants and so on and so forth. So, yeah, I come up with these words of the day. Some of them are, well, the majority of them are in German. But occasionally there's some in English or in any other language, to be honest, French, Dutch, such like. Today's word of the day is Gebärdendolmetscher, which translates into English as someone who basically the whole story behind this was I was sat having some lunch during the dinner time in Nando's and the Nando's in the mailbox is right opposite the BBC, and on the BBC televisions was it was coming up for 1 o'clock in the afternoon, so the main BBC news at 1 o'clock came on, and on the BBC News channel they have someone who does sign language, and it reminded me of a certain comedy program that's on Sat One on the satellite channels if you get German satellite, called Genial daneben, which basically said what is the sign language translator's visualization of Angela Merkel, the German federal chancellor. And again, brain started working. And obviously, at the time, I didn't know what a Gebärdendolmetscher was. So I thought, oh, okay. I saw that and thought, right, well, I'll post it as the word of the day. Cause something that you don't hear very often, and I'm pretty sure that 99% of most people wouldn't know. So that's the reasoning behind it, and that's the reasoning behind most of the word of the days that I come out with, and I hope that they appreciated. Yeah, so that's that little story. the other thing as well is that somebody on a Squawk Box on Twitter, bless him. We were talking about accents because I mentioned the fact that I was cooking something. I've cooked something that my grandmother used to cook, a corned beef stew, which has a lot of memory. And was talking about the fact that I say at lunchtime, at noon, 1 o'clock, it's dinner time. Everyone, when at school, you had a dinner lady. I don't know whether it was in certain parts of the country, it was a lunch lady. There you go. And at this time of night, when most people have already had the tea, it's tea time again. Nottingham thing. I'm pretty sure it's not just a Nottingham thing, but it's certainly something that has stick with me. And he was saying, "Oh yeah, my accent's very nice. Whatever floats your boat, I suppose." But yeah, it's very strange how language goes. And but there we go. Anyway. Enough of my drivel. I think it's time to finish off my tea because this corned beef stew is exceptionally hot. I'm actually glad that I've lasted 4 minutes to actually let it cool down a little bit. So yes, until again, hopefully, I shall have some good news on the work front and have something else interesting to say. I doubt that, but you never know. Bye bye for now.